Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this getaway Friday, June the 19th. 2020, 6-19, 2020, 14 and a half, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, and I will be with you for the next five solid hours here on WWGH Radio, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. today, so don't switch that dial. I'll be with you for the long haul on this Getaway Friday, but we're going to have a lot of fun because, frankly, there is no lack of things to talk about in the world. So I hope you're ready out there on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944, to weigh in on some of these things. The response yesterday was great. I really enjoyed talking to you out there in the listening audience. It was a lot of fun, and I hope we're able to continue that trend today because there is a lot to talk about, a lot going on in the world, and a lot of opinions I would like to hear at this particular juncture. Now, we're going to start off this morning on a little bit of a lighter note because last night, I had some people come over and visit. Well, I didn't really have them come over and visit. That seems more, That sounds more nice and hospitable. What actually happened was they just showed up. And here's what the odd part of this is. They showed up and got the mail out of my mailbox. Now, I'm not saying that I have anything in the mailbox that really is all that entertaining, but I've never had, I don't think in my life, somebody show up and get the mail out of my mailbox. Now, I've had packages laying outside of my door, and people have picked those up and brought those in when I did not realize they were outside. But I don't know that anybody's ever picked the mail right out of my mailbox. But it turned out okay because there's nothing in there, like I say, of any consequence. But it was just odd. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, here's why I'm bringing this up. Because I got a postcard yesterday. And I'm sure some of you also got this postcard, which is kind of interesting. It's from the Ohio Department of Agriculture. The Ohio Department of Agriculture. And what's fascinating, it's a postcard. And what's fascinating about this is it's on a green postcard. Because what other color postcard would the Ohio Department of Agriculture send out any information than on a green postcard? Now, here's what this says, okay? Because I think this is fascinating, and I'm not going to give out any pertinent information, even though I'm sure these numbers and web addresses can be found, but this is the postcard that I got in the mail yesterday from the Ohio Department of Agriculture Plant Pest Control Section. There's a whole section for this at the Ohio Department of Agriculture. Now, and by the way, at the top of this postcard, it just says, reminder. So they're just, they're helping me remember things that apparently I should remember, even though I don't remember ever getting a notice of this, which I think you would have to get a reminder, but hey, you know, maybe that's why they're sending the reminder, is because I don't remember the notice, and who knows when that would have come. So let me just read this little postcard as it goes, because I really don't know anything about this, so maybe you can help me out there. Maybe you've gotten one of these yesterday. Dear fellow Ohioan, the Ohio Department of Agriculture will be conducting an aerial treatment for the control of an invasive insect, gypsy moth, that has been found in your area. The treatments are not harmful to humans, animals, fish, honeybees, birds, or plants. The mating disruption treatments are applied by airplane and will begin the middle of June. Visit our website at agri.ohio.gov for updated treatment dates, project maps, product information, and more about the Gypsy Moth program. Now, see, a normal person would just go to the website and figure this all out. But see, I come to you, the listening audience, because I think you know more than I do. First of all, what in the world is a gypsy moth? Now, I know what a moth is, and I know what a gypsy is. You put them together, I have no idea. I've seen moths. I didn't know they were a problem. And I know they get in your clothes if you leave them out for a long time and chew holes through them. But I'm not sure what the difference is between a regular moth and a gypsy moth. Now, it used to be. Now, we don't call people gypsies anymore. We call them travelers. So I'm not really sure if they should be renaming this for politically correct reasons. You know, people might be after them after a while. But a gypsy used to be somebody who would travel from town to town and, you know, steal children and steal silverware out of your house or something. But what is a gypsy moth different than a gypsy? Or a regular moth? I have no idea what a gypsy moth is or why it's causing such problems. And I also don't understand, apparently, we're trying to disrupt their mating. We're trying to disrupt their mating. Because first paragraph, line one, the mating disruption treatments are applied by airplane. So, first of all, am I going to even notice this stuff falling out of the sky? Is it? I don't even. What's that going to be like? Will I even know when it's happening? It's not like they're giving me an exact time on here. Just the middle of June. Now, I do learn, and they underline this, that it will not be harmful to humans, which hopefully I fall in there, animals, fish. I don't know if there are fish in this area. Maybe there are. Honeybees, birds, or plants. Now, what about geese? Do geese qualify as birds? Because I know there were a lot of geese in my area. And I'm not sure, what is it? Is it like a powder they drop? Or is it some kind of disinfectant they drop? Because that's what it would seem like to me as I read this. Now, why are we trying to disrupt their mating? Is there a problem? I don't know, because I don't know what the gypsy moth does. I'll tell you, if you really wanted to disrupt the mating of gypsy moths, all you would have to do is allow them to get married. And you would disrupt that whole thing right away. You'd have this problem solved and no problem. Just perform a few gypsy moth weddings, and you'll disrupt that whole mating ritual right away. That'll be right out the window. There'll be no problem there at all. So, my questions to you, because I don't know about any of this. This is not in my wheelhouse. I'm not a gardener, and I'm not an agriculturalist. I'm not even sure if that's the right word. But what is a gypsy moth? And are you getting these warnings in your neighborhood as well? What is a gypsy moth as opposed to a regular moth? Why are they a problem all of a sudden? And what is this treatment that we're going to be getting that's going to prevent these from coming? Now grab a line and let me know, because I'd really like to know this. I have no worry about this. I don't think it's like going to be problematic to my life, but it'd be interesting to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what a gypsy moth is? And we pronounce that a couple different ways, too. We say moth and we say moth. What is a gypsy moth? Why do we not want them in our neighborhood? And how is this treatment going to take place? And also, is anybody else getting these postcards? That's what I want to know. So apparently not. Apparently, you guys out there in the listening audience know just about as much as I do about this subject. 740-383-9944. What is a gypsy moth? Why do we need to stop them from mating? Has this ever happened before? Are we going to drop powder from the skies? How is this done? It's aerial. I know it's aerial. So does anybody have any information on this? 740-383-9944. I'm trying to be, you know, very ag-related here because I have no idea what a gypsy moth is. So let me know. If you know, I'll set this postcard off to the side. But if you know what a gypsy moth is, or you know why we need to apparently fix them, or what will happen if we do not stop the gypsy moths from mating? Are we going to have big trouble? Because the only thing I knew that a moth could do... Well, I knew a moth could do two things. A moth can eat your clothes. Isn't that a moth? I think that's what a moth does. I think a moth can eat your clothes, and I think a moth can get stuck in a bug zapper and make a really big noise. Have you ever been outside when you have the bug zapper on and all of a sudden the bug zapper goes crazy and makes a huge noise and you say, well, must have caught a moth? That happens. So that's all I know about moths, and I certainly don't know about gypsy moth. So if you know about a gypsy moth, or you know what these treatments are that are going on in Marion, or you've gotten one of these postcards as well, call in and fill me in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I do appreciate the reminder from the Ohio Department of Agriculture, Plant Pest Control Section. Ohio Department of Agriculture, Plant Pest Control Section. Any information on the gypsy moth would be much appreciated at this point. 740-383-9944. Well, we'll just lay that to the side for the time being, and if anybody wants to weigh in on that, give me a buzz. All right. Well, yesterday we spent a great deal of time on this program talking about the products in our life that have been there for a long, long time, that will be changing their names very shortly. Now, we know that Aunt Jemima will be changing their name very soon, the pancake batter and the syrup. After 130 years, that was the first one. And then we learn that Mrs. Butterworth is under investigation. And we're not really sure why Mrs. Butterworth is under investigation at this point. Oh, a phone call is coming in. Hold your horses. Here we go, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. You figure that stump that they're dropping from the sky might kill the coronavirus?
Well, see, this is what I can't figure out, because obviously they're nervous about people getting worried, and they put this line in here, and they underline it, and they say the treatments are not harmful to humans, animals, fish, honeybees, birds, or plants. So I'm thinking, what is this stuff harmful to? Just the gypsy moth?
Yeah, that's what I figure. I think they did last year or a couple years ago with that big yellow airplane that flies over real low and stuff. I think he drops that stuff into the trees and stuff.
Do you know what a gypsy moth is?
I really don't know. I bet you, I wouldn't mind trying it on a fish hook there.
Well, that's right. It might work. But the only thing I remember a moth about is that, you know, a big white thing that will eat your clothes if you don't pack them a certain way.
Yeah, that's true there, too. And like you say, they get caught in your bug zapper there, and they make an awful sound there.
Oh, yes, the moths that get caught in those bugs. You know when you've got a moth in the bug zapper, that's for sure.
Yeah, it goes on for a couple minutes there.
Now, did you get one of these postcards yesterday?
No, I didn't. I suppose I'll probably get it today. My mail is always one or two days behind everybody else, so...
Well, I'm just curious, what is going on, why we have to stop the mating rituals of the gypsy moth? What are they doing?
I guess, it beats the heck out of me. I really don't know what one's like, or don't know even one if I've met one face-to-face what it is, you know?
Well, that's, obviously, clearly, we're having some kind of problem with these in Marion, but I have no idea what it would be.
You know, I even got problems where I'm out fishing there. I haven't been bit by maybe one or two mosquitoes this year, and that's it.
You know what's interesting? I remember, oh gosh, maybe it was about 10 years ago, we had a summer that was just horrible with mosquitoes. You had every time you went out, you couldn't stay outside. They'd drive you nuts. And then it has seemed like ever since then, I don't know if they're spraying heavy. I don't know what's going on. But all of a sudden, there are very few mosquitoes out.
Ain't that real nice, though?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. I just wonder how, after all these years, we had so many mosquito problems that all of a sudden they have just kind of dried up.
Boy, God only knows. It was just like the bees several years ago. They started to disappear, and now they're coming back in force. Mother Nature has a way of dealing with their own problems there, isn't it?
Well, apparently it might have something to do with the gypsy moth, because one of the things they let you know that these treatments will not be harmful to is the honeybees.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess it's fine if they drop this stuff out of the sky, but I'm just curious what would happen if they did not. What is the problem that the gypsy moth is causing?
That's the thing. I really couldn't tell you, Scott. I really haven't been following it, and me, it's a typical summer for me. Then the same old, you know, same old yin yang. Nothing really bothers me.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun because Father's Day comes on Sunday, and Sunday is also the first day of summer, and also the longest day of daylight hours this year.
Well, ain't that something? Then we'll start losing time again.
Oh, and I'll tell you something. I read this, I think it was yesterday or the day before. This is the free weekend in Ohio when you can go fishing without a license.
Hey, you got to get out there and enjoy that.
Yeah. That if you don't have your fishing license, this is the weekend. You don't need it. I think it's the 20th and the 21st, so Saturday and Sunday.
Boy, I'll tell you, the fish are really biting where I go anyways. I always have a good time.
You know, it seems to me like they have stocked up the fish. I don't know what's going on.
Neither do I, but boy, I'll tell you what. Yesterday I went, but I got rained out. But every time I go, I usually have a load of fun.
You know, it was a really weird weather yesterday. We got two weird storms over the course of what otherwise was a sunny day.
Yeah, it seemed like it was moving from east to west, and then
it was going in a weird direction. So when you're out, what kind of fish are you catching now?
I'm catching a good variety. I'm catching some good sized bluegill. I mean, I haven't, you know, seen them in a long time, not that size. I'm catching that, catfish, catch occasionally some good crappie and bass, just a variety of it.
Well, I tell you, it's been an interesting summer, but boy, hopefully this morning before the 5 hours are over today at 1 o'clock, we have some kind of answer on this gypsy moth thing.
Yes, that'd be nice. Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, everybody get out and take advantage of that free time.
That's right, the free fishing weekend this weekend, the 20th and the 21st. That's without a doubt.
All right, my friend.
Say thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, see, there's some information for you. See, and I didn't even write that down, and I meant to talk to you about that this morning. This week, we talked about the free fishing weekend that would come up, and it is this weekend, the 20th and the 21st, here in good old Ohio. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I just looked up the gypsy moth.
Oh, all right.
They're after them because they eat leaves off 300 different trees and shrubs. They especially like oak. And a tree can only take 2 years of that feeding. They can take about 2 years, and if they really go after, it's gone. So the shrubs.
The gypsy moth eats trees and leaves.
And shrubs and trees.
And shrubs.
Eats the leaves. And 51 of our 88 counties have them. And then I looked this up on the internet. I used to work at Scott's, and all this interests me. It really does. And then I looked it up, and there's the yellow plane that gentleman mentioned at the top. And they fly at about 100 feet, but they didn't say what the treatment consists of. I don't know what You know, I doubt if you'd even see it. But you know what scares me? They say this stuff doesn't hurt humans, but man, I don't know how they can be so selective with it. It kind of worries me. Did you hear all this about this other stuff we've used for years and how it's affecting people? We have our yard treated, and I really would rather not. I'd rather have organic, but if you can even get it, probably couldn't even afford it.
Well, what's fascinating to me when this card showed up yesterday, because clearly there's some rule that they have to alert people that they're going to do this. And, you know, they're very poignant to say that this is not going to be harmful to humans, animals, fish, honeybees, birds, or plants. And I'm thinking, okay, now what is it going to be harmful to besides the gypsy moth? Because there's something.
How can they be that selective? I don't know. That doesn't even hurt other bugs and stuff, but I don't know. I don't like mosquitoes. I'm glad they do that. I put my windows down when I know they're going to spray. But that's just something you don't really have choice. Now, I didn't get a postcard.
Well, I wonder, you know, I live right on the edge of the city, just a little beyond the edge of the city, maybe a mile, mile and a half. And do they do this in the city, or is this just something they do in the county?
They may not. They may not do it in the city. They did say there's a map on that website that you can look at. I didn't.
Yeah, and
maybe that would answer it.
Well, yeah, and let me give that again for people, because, you know, maybe you want to see if this is going to go on. It's pretty simple. It's agri.ohio.gov. AGRI. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what AGRI stands for. But
maybe agriculture, maybe.
Maybe the beginning of agriculture. AGRI.ohio.gov. But I wonder, so a regular moth, if I'm right, weren't we worried about them eating clothes? Wasn't that the big worry there?
Yeah. You have clothes moths, and then you see this real white butterfly that zigzags across your lawn. That's got something to do with laying eggs and having grubs. And then you have grubs. I told my husband I'd like to go out and kill that white butterfly, but they zigzag and you can't. So we have our lawn treated for grubs. But they'll just absolutely, if they get in your yard and they spread, you're done. You don't, you know, get a handle on it. But yeah, that real white one, you see them zigzagging. There was the real white butterfly that zigzags.
Right.
Yeah. It's got something to do with, they do spout eggs. That they drop. I don't know how that works, but then the grubs come up from that. So that zigzag white butterfly you don't care for either, but sounds like these other ones are bad. Gypsy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I if they're eating trees and they're eating leaves and they're eating shrubbery and all this sort of thing, what's fascinating to me is because what this says, this is supposed to stop their mating. So I'm guessing it does not get rid of the ones that we have. It just stops them from making any more.
Well, it says they are not native to Ohio. Just like the darn stink bugs. They came in from, China or someplace. We get so much from other places.
We do.
I don't know, but...
Well, and I wonder, because, you know, how many people got this postcard yesterday who have no idea what a gypsy moth is, who have no idea. Well, and it does say times on here, so I don't know if they give you exact times if you go to this website or not, but I don't know how many times they do this. I don't know if it's... I guess what would happen if we did not treat... for gypsy moths? I mean, would they eat every tree and every leaf and all the plant life?
Well, like 300 kinds of trees and shrubs. 300 kinds, but especially oak trees. So people should watch their oak trees, especially if they like that. And if they eat those leaves, there goes the nourishment for your tree.
You know, isn't it a funny thing that these little tiny things, which I assume these are, that we think we can just swat away and they don't bother us because they don't have a stinger or anything, can cause such damage to your yard, your landscape, or whatever else you have out there?
Well, I have to keep after my roses because I don't know what it is, but something eats them, so I have a fungicide spray. But when you spray that stuff, do you kill the good bugs? I don't know. We get good bugs.
Well, I have a question. This just sprung in my head. When I moved in to the house that I live now, which was probably 5 or 6 years ago, every summer, and I think they obviously were planted before I moved there, but every summer in the front yard, this plant would come up, and it would have flowers on the end of it. But they would only last until the first big storm, because they were such a gentle plant that when and they were kind of maroon and yellow is what the color of them were. And when the first storm would come, it would always blow all the petals off and they would be done. They would not come back the rest of the summer. Now, what's weird is this year, we're not actually into summer yet, I guess. It's not June 21st until Sunday. But I have not seen those bloom at all yet this year. And I don't even really see what's the thing called right before it blooms?
The new growth, the stalk, or the stem?
I don't see the stem, I think, is there. But I don't see the thing at the end usually opens up. Now, I don't know if it's just not been warm enough, or I did do some work last year pulling some weeds in the...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I might have pulled the whole plant out after all these years, but I don't know that I did. I just can't imagine I did, but...
No.
Yeah, so I don't know what's causing... Have you had any problems with flowers or things not blooming yet this year?
No. Well, I had one iris bloom because I transplanted it, but I have those big flowers. They're huge, annual hibiscus. They come up every year, and I thought, those aren't going to come up, but they did. But they bloom late. Great big saucer size flowers. They're so pretty, but it came up. But I had a few things a little late, but it's all up now.
It's really,
but you just never know. You don't know what happened. You know, you just stuff like that. You know, I pruned my lilacs, evidently, the long time of year. They didn't bloom this year. And I went and said, right after they bloom, trim them. Right after they bloom, so you won't cut off next year. So I think that's what I did. Well, maybe it's a little later.
Well, I'll tell you, things in the yard are very tricky. And, you know, this year I'm also not hearing as much about people putting together gardens. I've been interested that has not been as big as it has been in the past.
Yep, I'm surprised at that too. We've got neighbors. Of course, we're all getting older, and maybe they decided not to rent their plot and do it. And in the fall, they always have a lot of pretty tomatoes on their back porch in the sun to get ripe. But I don't know if they're going to do it this year. I've seen that too. And there's a lot of reasons, really.
Yeah, I think so, but you know, there's nothing like the fresh tomatoes from the garden, the tomatoes are the big ones for me.
Yeah, we got two plants, and they're doing pretty good.
Well, that's good.
You have to take care of them. You have to suck them. You have to water them. You have to stay on top of it.
Well, see, the two things that I always have problems with in this area. Number one, I always confuse what an annual and a perennial is.
Annuals only come up once. Perennials come up every year.
So annuals...
Like if you buy petunias and go to the greenhouse and put petunias out.
Right.
Pretty petunias or stuff like that. That's a once a year. And they're prettier usually than the perennials, but I've got a lot of perennials.
So the perennials will come up every year and the annuals only come up once.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I always have problem with is, do you water at sun up or sunset?
I've always heard you water in the morning, because if you water at night, you're more prone to diseases. You can get like, I think they call it a mildew, and you don't want to water your roses or anything. The bush, go to the bottom and water your plants. That's better, especially if you do it at night, especially because then they're wet all night.
So always do it in the morning.
Well, that's what I've heard. That's what I try to do. I don't always. And then roses get terrible black spot if you water them and let the water splash up. I just found this out. And I've had awful black spots. So I put some mulch around, like they said, and then I water at the bottom, and then it's not so apt to splash up on your rose and spread the black spot out of the ground.
You know, I was visiting with somebody this week, and I thought this was a strange-sounding thing. I didn't tell them at the time, but I thought this was very strange. They said that every year that they plant things out in their area in front of their house, whatever that is. And I thought, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. They didn't seem like gardeners, but I thought, okay, well, maybe they do. But they said they did not do it this year because a goose had laid eggs in that particular area, and they did not want to disturb the goose eggs. I don't think that's true. Do you?
Well, I don't know. My granddaughter lives in Delaware, and her home, she had a bunch of lilies. Those bright orange lilies start to come up, and a duck got in there and laid about 10 eggs, and she's roosting on them. Right by the garage and right by the front steps, so they don't bother them. The kids don't. They said we just don't bother.
Now, do you think a goose would fall into the bird category on things that this treatment for gypsy moths will not hurt?
Well, they say they won't. So
there were a lot of geese.
You take their word for it, but you know, down through the years, they've come up with stuff. People won Roundup lawsuits.
Oh.
And of course, he worked in it. I use it, but I just use it sparingly. And so many things, you have to just use good sense. Don't go overboard with it. But, you know, there's a chemical I think farmers use. It's not Roundup, but it's got stuff in it, and they have to. With the weed, they'll overtake their crops.
You're right. You're exactly right. Well, hey, I appreciate all the information. It's very interesting.
Well, you're welcome. Good to hear you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Call back in. I think this is all very important information because Mother Nature and the things that happen in nature are very, very important. And I don't know anything about it, to be honest. I don't know an annual from a perennial. Apparently, annuals come up once. Perennials come up forever. That's kind of like there are some shows on this station that are annual. They're on for a little bit. And then there are some shows that are perennial that will be on until sign-off. I guess as human beings, we are annuals. We're not perennial. We're not forever. Any more information on the gypsy moth? Does anybody know anything more about this? I think it's fascinating. It's an interesting discussion. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, and we will put you up on the air. Also, the whole gardening thing. When do you water your plants? And is it the same for a garden as it is for plants, maybe in front of your house or around your house? Is it the same thing? I don't know. I was never really sure. Do you do it at sun up or sundown? And why do you have to do it at sun up or sundown? Can't you do it at like 9 o'clock in the morning? Can't you do it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Why do we have to water at certain times of the day? I know a lot of people do it at sundown. I do know that. I do know people do it at sundown. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you have any gardening tips or anything of that nature. So that's still on the table. We'll leave that on the table here this morning since I got my little postcard from the Ohio Department of Agriculture Plant Pest Control section. A nice little green postcard. Now, let's see here. I'm getting a word here. Let's see here. I water in the evening, and I know my pots lasted through October last year. So is it the evening? Is that like 7 o'clock in the evening, 8 o'clock in the evening, or depending on when the sun goes down? Right now it goes down sometime after 9 o'clock. And will through Sunday, the longest day of daylight hours of the year. And here comes another phone call. Let's take it. Go ahead, caller.
maybe that spray takes care of the mosquitoes too.
Well, I don't know. Do you remember when we actually used to have mosquitoes?
Oh, yeah. They still get me. They still love me. I can be a place and nobody else gets bit, and I do.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I remember, what was that they used to put on? It wasn't really mosquito repellent, but they used to put something, you used to have to rub something all over yourself that would keep the mosquitoes away.
Well, it used to be something that was made by Avon.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But they've got Repel and all those different things. But somebody said the other day that the mosquitoes attack your breath. So I don't know.
So the mosquitoes, they have a particular area that they attack.
Yeah, well, no. When you breathe, that apparently draws the mosquitoes. Probably from different things you eat or what have you.
Oh.
But they just love me.
Really? So mosquitoes are attracted by your breath.
Yep. That's what somebody told me the other day.
Huh. I've never heard of that.
Maybe that's why we don't have as many mosquitoes anymore. Maybe that gypsy moth spray is taking care of them. If it is, that's a good thing.
Well, have you gotten this notice about the gypsy moth
spray? Yeah.
Yeah, you
I
get
got
it too?
Well, yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, have you any idea when there's, it says mid-June, but I thought it's past mid-June now.
Yeah, just pick a day.
Pick a day and send the plane out.
This time they come through about 4 or 5 years ago, everybody was calling WMRN, what's that airplane going over for?
Oh, you know, I do remember something about that.
It's real low, and it's yellow in color, and it flies it's basically a treetop.
Yeah, it's kind of a low-flying, I do know what you're talking, but
well, the crop duster, basically, what he's doing.
So what we're worried about is that they're eating the trees and the shrubs and the leaves.
I guess the beetle does the same thing.
What does the same thing?
Japanese beetle.
He's
got I see it on my maple trees, and I also see it on rose bushes. They're a little tiny, like a multicolored bug, got a hard shell, and it's like fluorescent. You look at it, it changes color, and they'll eat holes in the leaves. That's what they feed on.
Huh. Isn't that interesting?
The gypsy moth does the same thing, but the gypsy moth, it apparently kills the trees.
I wonder how we got these gypsy moths.
Well, it probably comes from Asia.
Now, don't you think, though, we're probably calling these things the... Because we don't call people gypsies anymore. We call them travelers.
Well, that's what they... That's how they get their name. They travel.
We might want to call them traveling moths.
There you go.
We gotta be right. We don't want there to be problems anywhere.
Be politically correct.
We gotta be PC before there's any trouble.
All right.
Well, hey,
Talk to you later.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open. I see there, the Japanese beetle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, June 19th, 2020 here. Last Friday, last program in the springtime before we head into summer on Sunday. But does anybody have any more information on the gypsy moth or how we're supposed to handle our yards? Do you water in the morning or do you water at night? Now, we have seemingly solved the whole annual and perennial problem. The annuals only come up once, and the perennials come up forever. But I don't know about watering. And I don't know what happened to this plant that was in my front yard. It used to be a really nice plant, and I never had to do anything. I didn't have to water it. I didn't have to pay attention to it. It would just come up once a year. And it would come up usually fairly early in summer, which summer's not here yet, so it still might come up. And it was a really kind of a really beautiful plant. And it was big, big endings, maroon and yellow. I don't know what it was. If anybody knows that, let me know. Go ahead, caller.
I think the product that your last caller was talking about was Skin So Soft.
Is it Skin? Now, do they still sell that?
I don't know, because I never
used it. See, the stuff I'm thinking of, maybe it was Skin So Soft, but it smelled like, it had a real distinctive smell to it. I don't even know what you would say the smell was.
Oh, I've known people that use that Avon stuff, and I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Skin so soft.
Was skin so soft? Did it have a distinct smell?
That part I really don't remember. Avon's something I never got into.
You know, I know it would go on clear. I do remember that. It would go on absolutely clear, but if you came across somebody and they had it on, you definitely knew that they had it on.
Did you ever use it?
I did. I remember especially when I was a kid, I remember like my grandmother putting it on me because, you know, back then we had mosquitoes and people did not want you to get eaten by those because you could get some nasty, nasty bumps on your skin from the mosquitoes.
I think bed bugs are more prevalent than mosquitoes nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, the bed bugs?
Uh-huh.
You know,
I've never had them, but I know a lot of people have.
I've never had these things either, and I'm always fascinated because they say they're hard to get rid of, and they say they're terrible, but yet it only seems to come in spurts. Like, there'll be a bunch of bed bugs here, and then they'll burn their house down, and then they'll be gone, and then we don't hear about it anymore.
Oh, God. Well, that seems pretty drastic. Yeah, and there's two schools of thought. Some people think that, like, if you spray chemicals, that'll kill them. Other people say you have to heat treat your house.
I don't. And what is this heat treatment? Do they, like, bring in a hot glue gun or something?
Heck if I know. I never had them, and I don't want them.
You know, for some reason, it does not seem like skin so soft. I don't know why, but that does not seem... Oh, boy. It's almost on the tip of my tongue, that product that they used to use. An Avon product to keep the mosquitoes away.
Hmm.
I'm going to have to think about this.
Okay, well, I'll be listening.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Does anybody know what that Avon product was that they used to smear all over you to keep the mosquitoes away? This was especially something older people like to do. It does not seem like it was skin so soft. Because I'm not sure what would be in skin so soft that would keep a mosquito away. It was something else. It had a very powerful odor. That's what I remember. Had a very powerful odor. You definitely knew you had it on. And, what was that stuff that the Avon company used to put out? And why it was good for mosquitoes, I really don't know, because I don't think it was originally developed for mosquitoes. Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you want to call me and tell me that I'm wrong? That it is skin so soft. It just doesn't seem like that was the title that I remember. Who knows? Remember, I'll be on through 1 o'clock today. All kinds of interesting stuff that we'll discuss. Starting off here this morning with the gypsy moth. And all the things and problems, apparently, that it will cause over the next few days. Maybe next hour we'll get into some of the products that are under investigation and changing their names. I know right now in Columbus, the Christopher Columbus statue is coming down on the Columbus State Campus. And apparently now at City Hall, they want to take down the Christopher Columbus statue. And I think a lawsuit has now been filed not to take down the Christopher Columbus statue. You know, here's what I was thinking about this whole bit. Why, if we want these statues, why don't we just put them on private property? Because if they were on private property, then you would really have no say. I think one of the problems is that they're on public property. You know, they're at City Hall. That's public property. So why not, if we want the Christopher Columbus statue, just auction it off, make a little money, or just give it away. Who cares? And let somebody put it on private property. Maybe there's a business around there, around the City Hall area, that would like to have Christopher Columbus in their front yard or out in front of their business. And then that way they would be responsible for the upkeep of it. I don't understand. I don't think we have to destroy these statues, but we can move them. I don't know what goes into moving a statue. But if it's... we got to find some happy compromises here. It can't be all one way or another. That's what I've discovered. I think we're not listening to each other. You know, it comes back to the other day. We can give people our opinions. We don't have to agree with them. But we've got to start listening to the other side, whatever the other side might be. So why not just move these to public property or private property? If they're on private property, they don't become an issue anymore. If these statues, I just got a letter on spraying here too. Let's see here. I think if James Anderson is listening, he could give you lots of informative information. I do know the gypsy moth is not native or invasive. I have used Skin So Soft, and I think it does work. Well, maybe it is Skin So Soft. I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me, though. It seems like there's another product. James Anderson, if you're listening, call in 8:15, and we'll solve this gypsy moth thing. Or if anybody who knows James is listening, send James a message. Let him know, because we're about to run out of time this hour, that we'll be back at 8:15, and he can describe all this to us and so much more on this five-hour day. Be back in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, who did Ed Sullivan Show?
Oh, my God.